Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
73018.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here. And so I didn't see any information come up with the zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Yes, 40. No, hold on a second. It's 3737.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Carolyn Albright.
Thank you. And let me see here. Okay, so I still didn't see your name come up with the last four digits of that card. Would you be able to provide me with the first six digits?
Ma'am, that should have come up. There isn't any reason. I've been a member of this credit card company for a long time. But what I need from you is this Majestic Gadgets. What is that?
This is a third-party call center, and we assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. So if you're receiving a charge, I'll be more than happy to look into that for you, but I would have to get the information located first. So far, I did not see your name come up with the zip code or the last four digits of the card. I also tried your phone number here, which was why I'm asking for the first six digits.
I'm not real crazy about giving that out to you when I don't even know who you are.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand completely, but with this being a third-party call center and us assisting over 400 different companies, I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly what company you were charged for until getting that information pulled up.
Okay, the first four numbers is 5424.
Thank you. And I'm missing two more digits. It's the first six.
18 after the 5424.
And let me see. And just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, Ms. Albright, could you verify your mailing address, please?
2465 County Street, 2870, Chickasha, Oklahoma, 73018.
Thank you, and I'm just waiting on that to load. Okay, so I do see here, looks like this was on May 20th. You paid the shipping. It was for $7.95. It was for the KitchenAid. So that was strictly just the shipping for that KitchenAid. And then you were charged the membership fee of $63.95. Oh, I'm sorry, that was $56.95. And that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called FactoryDirectSaving.com.
So that's what Majestic Gadgets is?
Well, what is the amount of that charge?
It shows $56.95 on the 25th of May. On the 31st, they took off $28.47. Because
yes.
I told them I did not want that. I did not say okay to charge me that.
Yes, ma'am, I do see here that you were refunded for that.
No, they didn't refund me. They
yes,
refunded
the
me half of it.
Yes, ma'am, that is a partial refund.
Yeah, it's not the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am, so I was just saying that you were refunded, but I didn't say it was the full amount.
No, you're right, it's not.
Yes, ma'am. So this has already been canceled.
Okay, so you're not going to be charging me anymore.
No, ma'am. If you were still being charged, you would have been charged back on the end of June. But, of course, with it being canceled, you were in charge for the end of June.
Well, see, and I don't have the end of June statement yet.
Right, but you have not been charged. Your last charge was on May 23rd.
Well, I tell you what, they really know how to get to people. That's sad. It's really sad. But I won't be guilty of doing that again. Lesson learned.
Okay.
You'll receive another call from me if I see that charge show up again.
Okay, well, I thank you for calling customer support.
Well, okay, let me ask you something. How many times have I been charged that?
Once.
Only once?
Yes.
Because there had to been something that triggered me on last month's bill for me to call you on it.
I'm not sure. You were only charged once.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if I find different, I'll be calling you back.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.